It's something that I know they grow it in this area of Louisiana.
Soybean.
Is it a bean type? No,
it's a grain. It's white.
I'm not familiar with grain.
It grows in, you need wet places to grow it.
Rice?
Huh?
Rice?
Okay. Do they grow any of that around here?
No.
Where do they grow it?
They grow it within 7, 8, 10 miles of here.
Where? 7, 8 miles.
Ramla, Manningwood, got Rossville, Manningwood.
Lafayette, over in that area?
No, not Lafayette.
Well, somewhere over in the French country.
They had one in
Blackland. Yeah, Maryland.
White Castle used to have one.
Well, maybe they did. I just don't know.
But not right.
Not right here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Maryland's not that far.
Plenty of them are, too.
I guess so. I just didn't see it.
Mm-hmm. Say if you were real thirsty, you might go to the sink and pour yourself a
glass of water.
And you say the glass fell off the sink and...
broke.
So somebody has...
broken.
Okay, but I didn't mean to...
break.
And if you were real thirsty, you might say I... what?
Drank.
Okay, and you'd ask me how much have you...
drunk.
And you say we certainly do... what?
Drink.
Huh?
Drink.
Okay. And something that people drink for breakfast.
Juice?
Or...
coffee?
Okay. And time, say if you wanted some coffee and there wasn't any ready, you'd say, I guess I have to go.
Make some.
And talking about putting milk in your coffee, you'd say, some people like it. What milk? Some people like it.
Half milk? Hot milk?
Or some, talking about putting milk in their coffee. Some people like coffee.
With milk?
Okay, and others like it.
Without milk.
Okay. What do you call the kind of coffee without milk or sugar? Coffee that doesn't have anything in it, just...
black coffee.
Okay. Any other names?
Plain coffee.
Do you ever hear drinking coffee barefooted?
No.
And when you're plowing, the trenches cut by the plow, you call that the... the fur... do you ever hear fur... furrows?
I don't know anything about plowing either.
Do you ever hear a name for when you're plowing with two horses? Do you ever hear of one horse being called the lead horse or nigh horse? Or what about when you're driving a horse, what you hold in your, what you guide him with?
The bridle?
Right.
Or the rein?
Uh-huh. Is that when you're riding on him or driving him or what?
I guess it would be used for both.
Because
you got to have it if you drive him or if you own him or whatever.
Uh-huh. What about what your feet are in if you're riding on him?
What you put the feed?
Your feet.
Oh, stirrups.
Okay. And something, say if you wanted to get your horse ready to go someplace, you'd say, before you can hitch him up, you have to do what to him? To
put the saddle on?
Or... if you're going to hitch him to something, you have
to... oh, tie him to something, uh-huh. You mean?
Or, no, if you're going to have him pulling the buggy or wagon, you have to put the what on him. Well, you say you have to gear him up or harness him or...
I don't know. I don't know too much about horses.
Okay. And talking about distance, you say, well, I don't know exactly how far it is, but it's just a...
short distance.
Or it's just a little...